With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A recent workshop at the WSU Extension Office in Prosser was held to train some of the first pilots for ag drones. Dr. Lav Coates says the rules for licensing drone pilots have gone through recent changes.
If you are following the FAA regulations until last August, the FAA says we have this part 107, as long as your platform, that is small unmanned aerial system, is between 0.55 and 55 pounds, then you need to get what is called remote pilot certification. Our license, just like a driver's license. And if you have that, then you can fly any drone that falls in that category of Part 107 for commercial purposes.
Dr. Coates says the drones are being tested for many different uses, like drying cherry trees after a good rain.
The manned helicopter, you can fly about 30 or 50 feet in that range above the canopies, whereas the unmanned one, because you are remotely controlling it, you can fly just, we flew it just a few feet above the canopy.
Coates says more of the larger drones previously used by the military and capable of carrying more payload are now being repurposed for agriculture.
We have very capable and matured drone technology. So some of these DoD companies are converting those drones that were used in DoD applications to agriculture. And so in coming years, you will see many of those platforms flying and doing a lot more things than just imaging in agriculture.
Coates says WSU is planning more drone training workshops in the spring. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.